Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. The Oklahoma FFA has raised another crop of champions, winners in several areas at this year's National FFA Convention. At the top of the list, the Star Farmer of America Award given to Zach Weichel of Cordell. National championship honors went to Cale Parker of Indianola for his victory in the National Creed Speaking Contest. And a pair of teams brought home national championships this year. Fairview FFA won in Ag Communications. Kingfisher FFA won the National Marketing Plan Contest. To learn more about the championship story of Oklahoma FFA, go to their website, okffa.org.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 11th through 13th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and new trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre. Test ride and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Final crop progress numbers of 2014 are out. They show the corn harvest right on track, 94% now harvested nationally, and that's even with a year ago, and actually a couple percentage points ahead of the five-year average. Only states that have still got quite a bit of work to do, states like Michigan and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, we've got 97% of the U.S. soybean harvest now done compared to the five-year average of 98%. 95% was done by this point a year ago. Cotton harvest now 77% done, even with a year ago, behind the five-year average of 83%. In the case of cotton, Oklahoma now up to 56% of the cotton crop now harvested. Normal would be 68%. Texas, 57% harvested now. 79% would be their five-year average. A sorghum harvest now 88% done compared to the five-year average of 91%. Texas is 84% done. 91% will be their five-year average. Oklahoma, 92% harvested now, slightly ahead of their five-year average. Missouri, 95% harvested. Kansas, 90% harvested as far as this year's grain sorghum harvest is concerned. Winter wheat crop condition slipping a little bit in the latest week, now at 58% in the good to excellent category compared to 60% a week ago. We've gone up by a couple of percentage points in the fair category to 36% in the fair shape nationally. In the case of Oklahoma, we're looking right now at 35% of the crop rated in fair shape, 48% good, and right now 6% in excellent condition. Texas, 38% fair, 38% good, 11% in excellent condition. Kansas at 35% in fair shape, 55% in good shape, 6% rated in excellent condition. Now, moving from wheat to canola, that's the other crop that we're growing on substantial acres, winter crop here in the Southern Plains. Josh Pichong, Extension Canola Specialist, says we're doing okay.
Some areas of the state where we had some more sporadic rainfall events this fall, some of it came right out of the ground and got off to a great start, and some of it didn't come up till the next rain, so we have some differences in maturity across the field. But for the most part, north central Oklahoma is looking very well. Southwest Oklahoma is kind of hit or miss whether or not they got some rainfall to get the crop established. Some areas of the state where we got off to a great start, early September, mid-September, the crop was almost all the way up to my knees. So it really almost had too much growth through for the fall. For the most part, we're still sitting pretty good as long as we still keep getting some moisture across the state.
Extension Canola Specialist Josh Pichong. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's a look at your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.